fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our third hour of the Tuesday Morning Roundtable on Tuesday, the 5th day of October. The prepper tip of the day is to stock up on garden seeds. Make sure they're non-GMO, open, pollinated. This is a great time to buy them because typically at the end of the season they're on sale. And Tuesday Morning Roundtable, we've got Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. We have Jeff Nyquist, his website's jrnyquist.blog, his book's for sale at Amazon. And, of course, we have Steve Ben Noon, also his website's israelinewslive.org. Got several callers on hold here, gentlemen. First, we take Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Hi, I wanted to call in before any naysayers do it, but I think I learned the stuff by trying to get to Life Dynamics over here in Denton. He has something called ROEVOTS, and it's little 5-minute answers to all the questions that you have about abortion. And it's like a robot saying it, so I couldn't get past that. But what I got was a Sophia. It's the robot that can actually carry on a conversation with you now, and she can even draw your picture. It's amazing. And, well, I was going to say, I have a book about that, the nanotechnology they can use, and that was, I think it was from 1999, so they've been knowing all this for a long time, but I was thinking of that movie, 2001, A Space Odyssey, when Hal locked Dave out. He said, open the door, Dave. And he says, no, Hal. I mean, open the door, Hal. He said, no, Dave. Hal, open the door. No, Dave. And then he started. You remember how I taught you to sing that song, Daisy, Daisy? And they sang, and then all of a sudden he went, so he could pull the plug on him. So I don't know. We just need to know where the plug is. It's got to be somewhere.
That's a good idea. Know where the plug is. All right.
I'll let you go.
Thank you, Pat. We appreciate the call. Our next caller is Deborah in Arizona. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning, gentlemen. And I hope Mr. Ben Noon's still on. I was thinking about the programmed soldiers. You know, identical twins have their own language, starting at probably in the womb, but at birth. And they also have the ability to understand each other's senses and what's going on. And they actually develop their own language through syllable sounds, monosyllabic, and so on. And it's sometimes the parents, they don't know what their twins are saying. I'm curious if these soldiers, if they're programmed almost like twins, but you have 40 of them, are they developing the same concept of twin language, like identical twins?
Steve, you there? Looks like Steve's not available. Are you there, Z?
Oh.
Go ahead, Steve. No, Steve's not with us, so he can't answer that question. It sounds like that might be where this is headed, though, Deborah. It certainly does.
Yeah, I was just thinking. Okay, I'm just throwing it out there as a thought. Okay. All right. Thank you so much. Maybe write down an idea. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Our next caller is Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, John. Good morning, everyone. I just thought I would bring the show back into reality, take it from the Wizard of Oz or wherever we're going into to something more substantial. I'd like to talk about the what's going on in the COVID world. I don't know if quiet. These dogs are fighting up here. You know, I don't know if you know about this, but I've made comments about the possibility of them developing the identification thing, you know, and the app that they're going to put on a phone to identify us and stuff like that to make sure we have the COVID pass. The company that makes that, I found out, is called Entrust, E-N-T-R-U-S-T, and they're over in Germany. And like I said, they were founded by Nazis. But not only do they have this, which is important, but not only do they have this technology, but they also have connections. They have a graphene oxide that produces graphene oxide and a pharmaceutical company over there. So they're tied in, you know. I mean, this is where it's all coming from, it looks like, from over there in Germany. This Entrust is the name of the company that's going to be tracking everybody. Also, this is kind of woo-woo, since we're talking woo-woo here. Person that did the Carrie Majay, she looked into these things, and she's seen these what looks like a kind of like a living life force thing that's, I don't know what it is, but it seems to have a self-awareness, and it tried to crawl off of the magnifying glass when she looked at it under a microscope and everything, and actually moved. And other people have come out and seen this, and they've seen these, what looks like self, I guess you'd say, constructing nanobots, graphene oxide things that seem to be forming like chains and stuff like that in the vaccines now. A lot of this stuff I found on Stu Peters. You can go over there and look at it over there. Let's just hope the reptilians don't get us. That's all I got to say. Thank you, John.
Okay, thank you for the call. We got open lines here. If you got a question or comment, at 512-248-8252. Okay, Steve, are you still with us, sir? Okay, looks like Steve's on mute if he is with us. That's okay.
Jeff, can you hear me now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Anyway, I'm sitting here thinking to myself, because I'm trying to get out the door here, but I was wanting to listen in just a little bit. I am surprised that, well, I shouldn't be surprised. I can't blame people for thinking there are so many, as they say, these woo-hoo things, or however they put it. But what's sad, John, is, and I realize people don't have access to know things at a deeper level because we've kept in this government so many things classified, top secret, things like that, that people just, there's no way to wrap their minds around what's out there. But what's interesting is that your last caller would take the things that Carrie Madej brought out under the microscope. And of course, I was one of the first ones to see that because Carrie was at my house here when she first shared that with us. And we actually got to see the video footage of her watching this, this particular little octopus thing actually move across. And that is black goo, by the way. That's what that is. That's not, they call it graphene oxide, but it is a form of black goo. And from the intelligence side, I know both from Israeli intelligence as well as our own, this had been experimented with for quite some time on being able to inject that into the human being so that they could control human beings and connect you to AI. And also she showed the little forms in there that actually had like chips on there, what appeared to be some type of chips like you'd put in a computer, but far more, of course, molecularly unbelievably small. And yet we can see that and we can say, wow, that looks real. That, you know, what's that going to be? Okay, well, you're getting into the woo-woo world then. You're starting to realize that there's something much greater, something much deeper than what you realize. And it's just a matter of time before this is going to hit you right smack dead in the face. And then what are you going to do with it? So the whole point is there's people out there that are trying to help people to understand what's coming so you don't get just blown away. Imagine if nothing was ever said. And the next thing you know, you've got a bunch of extraterrestrials running around here that you've never seen. And you're freaking out and you find out your gun don't work so good against those guys because they're more superior, you know, and their technology and stuff. And then we're just left totally defenseless because we've been sitting in our sheltered lives all these years, not knowing that a lot of these entities live right on this planet with you, in your oceans, in the center of the earth, underneath the ground. And there's a lot of them, and they've made a lot of hybrids on this earth as well that are humans right among you. What are we going to do, John, when this all hits the fan?
Lock and load 120 round magazine.
I agree, and you know, of course, my wife likes to point out to me, you know good and well from what you know that they have a more advanced technology. I said, well, I guarantee you one thing. I said, I'm going to get as many rounds off as I can. I said, because I do know bullets do kill them. Our Marines have been in battles underground with the reptilians before. We have suffered major casualties as a result. But there's two things that do work. A bullet will work unless they try to move into the ether, because they have the ability to move into the ether to where a bullet won't hurt them. And they don't want to die because they only have a lifespan of 600 to 800 years, and they don't like it when you cut their life short. But another thing that works, John, is the sword. Even if they move into the ether, they're still vulnerable. We found that out in battles that we've had underground with them. Where soldiers have taken their knives that they had on their side when they couldn't kill them with a bullet and fought with a knife, and they were able to kill them with knives. So any type of big knife, sword, whatever you got, make sure you got one of those handy, because that's their vulnerability.
Well, I've always got a combat knife or a machete or a tomahawk handy, so I'm all set to go.
There you go.
Yep, absolutely. Pretty amazing. Well, we got you much longer than we thought we'd have you this morning. Did something change?
No, I'm just waiting for my wife to tell me I have to walk out the door.
Okay.
As long as she's sidetracked, I'm listening. But as soon as she tells me, no, we have to leave now, then I'll keep listening until I can't.
Okay, well, that's fair enough. That's fair enough.
I have a question for Steve. Hey, Steve, you find out, you said you were going to look into that project. Remember we talked about the other 15 to 18 things we had talked about at the very beginning of COVID. Did you happen to learn anything else about those other?
You know, it's funny you say that, because I had that on my notes to ask to go back on the questions. And when I got called into the meeting, it caught me off guard, and I didn't have my notes with me as a result. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, what was the question I was supposed to ask? And when I finally got to my notebook after the meeting, I open it and I go right to that page. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this Leon is going to shoot me for not getting the answer to that. But I have it at the top of the list. So I'll be meeting again probably Friday, so I will definitely see if I can get an update on that list.
Sounds good. Thanks.
All right. You're welcome. Okay, thank you. Okay, well, let's see. Jeff, you've been very patient listening to all this. What are your thoughts, sir?
Well, I would have a question. How many of these weapons, these robot weapons, is the U.S. military using, and what are their combat capabilities?
As far as the U.S., we do not get the access of using their weapons, although, of course, we've gotten their technology. We've done reverse technology in developing things like that. There are some things that they've allowed us to have, such as being able to erase your memory. That doesn't always work, but that's one of the technologies. But I will tell you who does have their weapons, and they have quite a few of them, and that's the Vatican. Why they have them, I don't know. I do know that because I know who has actually seen them firsthand. And one thing that a lot of people may not be aware of is that the Vatican has a closer relationship with extraterrestrial entities than any other government on the face of the earth. Although most all your major governments work with them, are different. There's so many different groups. We have cataloged 135 different species of aliens, and the Russians, the Chinese, the Israelis, the Japanese, and ourselves, the Canadians, all work with these extraterrestrials. I don't know which other countries that may be involved with them or not. I'm not sure, but I do know those countries there firsthand. I do know that those all are involved with them at some level. And there's different parts, different, like even in our military. Reptilians work with the Air Force. Venetians work with the Army, and so forth, so on. It depends on whichever group it works with, which one. But the Vatican, in fact, we go to them quite frequently when we're trying to find out other questions to see what they may know, because they have the deepest relationship with them of anyone. And, of course, as I said, also the weapons. And their weapons, I don't know how really to describe most of the things, like what we would consider like a handgun type of thing that they would have that looks very primitive looking. But it's more like, I guess you would describe as some sort of a laser type of weapon. And it will it's amazingly nasty in what it can do. But I'm not, I've gone over this before. I'd have to go back to notes again, because I have been told a lot about those type weapons that are out there. But it's been a long time since I've reviewed any of that to know more specific details.
And the Russians are developing these things, and the Chinese, or what do you know about that?
I know the Russians, they, of course, just like with us, a lot of the stuff that they do is whether they're doing reverse technology, et cetera. There is one particular case I know that the Russians did that I don't think has ever been made public that I thought was interesting, and that is they had taken a weapon that they had developed, very similar to what we would call the tungsten rods, and they wanted to see if they could actually take out an alien spacecraft with it. And so when one was coming into Earth, they actually shot at this thing. And, of course, this device that they had would literally traveled at the speed of light. And when they shot at that alien spacecraft, the alien spacecraft was able to avoid being hit. Now, imagine that type of technology, and yet at the speed of light, you can't hit it. You would think, well, then what kind of technology do they have that moves faster than the speed of light? It's the speed of thought. The speed of thought is faster than the speed of light. and that's how they control their spacecraft. One thing that was told to me is the way it works is, like, if you ever remember the picture of Trump when he was down in Saudi Arabia, and the Saudis, they have that little crystal, looked like a crystal ball, and they're all putting their hands on it. That's similar to what's inside of the spacecraft. It's like a crystal that they have there. When they put their hands on it, it's almost like this black substance, like a black goo, creeps up their hands, kind of like what you'd see in a sci-fi movie, I guess. And they become one with the spacecraft. And then the spacecraft literally is moved by thought and travels at the speed of thought as well. That's why they can really avoid practically anything you throw at them.
Okay. I guess that we've settled that issue. Let's take our next caller here. We got John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning, all of you. Steve, you are off in woohoo land, my friend. The sad part is that most people don't understand that it's true because they don't have the ability. And I wrote an article in 2007 or 8 about the rods from God, kinetic energy weapons, and was basically vilified. And probably the gentleman that you're sitting with, I'd like to think that they're all open to it, but I don't know that that's the case either. Steve, you're talking truth. I don't doubt it for a moment. The only problem is that when you're talking about black goo and high technology, if someone has chosen, and I'll say this, if they have chosen to discount it without investigating it, the Bible says that it's a shame and a folly. You've been vilified. I know I've been vilified, and others have been vilified and marginalized for speaking truth. How do we say this? When you're talking about aliens, gentlemen, it's not aliens from outer space. They're interdimensional, satanic, fallen angel, high technology. And you wondered, Steve, why the Vatican has the ability that they have. If you look at the altar in the Vatican, if you will look at the building construction from the air, that will answer any question. If you've got spiritual eyes, you will see that the Vatican hierarchy, not the Catholic people, the Vatican hierarchy is a church that is based on the worship of Lucifer. And you say, John, you're crazy. Go listen to him sing to Lucifer in Latin. Have it translated. You can translate it very easily. They're talking about Lucifer as a creator, not Jesus Christ. The Bible that I read says, in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God, and the entire world was created by Christ, not by Lucifer. Without him was not anything that was made, but by him all things were created. We need to understand the Bible is true. And everything that we talk about all week long, 5 days a week, all over RBN, is due to the spiritual battle that's been going on since the foundation of the earth. And I'll leave it at that. Steve, I'd like to hear your comments. I need to listen while I'm on the phone, if you're able.
Okay. Thank you for your call, John.
I'll try to answer this quick, but before I get drug out of here. John, one thing I really wanted to say that I really appreciate that you separate the Catholic people from the hierarchy, and that, unfortunately, that's so sad so many times because so many people, they can be in a particular group and they have no idea what goes on in those upper levels there, and yet they're good people. They love God. They really believe sincerely that that's what they're doing, and I believe that they do worship their true Father in that regard there. They just don't realize what's going on in the background. And I agree with you what you said, though, as far as what they do in that hierarchy realm. And another thing that's, and I can't prove this, but I've been told this. In fact, Harold Cosvillo is the one that said this to me, and he said that under the altar of many of the Catholic churches in Eastern Europe is the black goo, actually is there. And I've tried to get access because I know that when we lived there, of course, there's some very strange type churches there. There are churches that are built on nothing but bones, literal bones. Every aspect of it is that way. And that's another thing that you will find, they say, under the altars is bones of martyrs and things like that. Don't know why, but that's just something they do. And but and one other thing let me mention as well, just going back to the tungsten rods. One thing the tungsten rods are used for, and they're very efficient, and that's taking out these asteroids. We do use them for that. We also have them mounted on our own type spaceships that we have. And I think we've mentioned that before. We do have our own spaceships. And that's how we try to take these things out. But not going to be that good. So anyway, I'll kind of close it for here, guys. I don't know if I missed a question that John said. And John, we'll hook up before too long there.
Okay, sounds good.
Traveling a lot.
Be safe. We'll talk soon.
Thanks a lot, John.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we'll continue our discussion here at the Tuesday Morning Roundtable. The call-in number is 512-248-8252. Jeff, I want to return to the topic of national security, national defense, as is a being directly affected by the COVID vaccinations being required of all service members, including pilots, being required this month of all civilian employees. And in the private sector, many companies, all companies with 100 or more employees, many public service employees, police, state troopers, nurses, paramedics, firemen. October seems to be the month when it's all coming together, Jeff, doesn't it?
Well, I don't know what these numbers are. They're having trouble getting people to take the vaccine above a certain number, so they're trying to push people through leveraging their workplace. You know, if you're a federal contractor, they want you to be in a position to have to force your employees. And of course, this is against, by the way, the Nuremberg laws, which say that people must have complete free choice with an experimental treatment, that they cannot, you cannot use deceit, which of course they've used by saying that it's safe and effective. You cannot use any kind of force or leveraging. You can't threaten somebody's job to get them to take a vaccine. So we've got, if law and order is restored in the country, we're going to have a lot of people on trial here in this country for breaking the law. You had a judge, Judge Sullivan, who in 2004 said the military does not have the power to force people to take experimental medical treatments. And of course, that is based on congressional law. So even Congress has passed laws against using the military as guinea pigs, let alone using civilians, because that case was about the military anthrax shot. So it's quite amazing how far outside the law they've brought this, and that they've got no fear, apparently, of being prosecuted under U.S. law for breaking those laws.
No fear at all. No fear at all. They're very full of themselves, aren't they, sir?
Well, I think that's the confidence that goes with controlling the institutions. When you have a certain gang, ideological gang that controls the institutions, they're going to protect their own, and they're not, if they're in control of the Justice Department, and I think that happened under Obama, they're not going to prosecute themselves. So that's why, you know, when Trump got in, they used it to prosecute him and his people. And I think that's what we're faced with here. We're faced with a government controlled by people who believe that men can get pregnant and that there are 60 genders.
Okay, well, we got a break. Hold on there, Jeff. We got a break, everybody. We got a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender. And if, which I do not for a moment believe, this island or a large part of it were subjugated and starving, then our empire beyond the seas, armed and guarded by the British fleet, would carry on the struggle until, in God's good time, the new world, with all its power and might, steps forth to the rescue and the liberation of the old.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Don't use a search engine. You'll end up 20 different places you don't want to be. Just simply put thelibertyman.com in your browser and you'll be there really quick. Near the top, you'll see that I do private consultations. And I also have some excellent parcels of real estate available for sale in my area, in my county, Crawford County, Missouri, and other areas. And, of course, we have other interesting things, such as the daily intelligence briefing, prepared every 24 hours, updated every 24 hours. And, of course, the Freedom Center USA Legal Defense Fund. Sam Andrews and the Freedom Center could certainly use your donations. Last but not least, the Energy Cleaner. If you're tired of being tired, you want to get a great night's sleep every night like Leanne and I do, wake up with the energy you need, pain-free like Leanne and I do, pretty simple. Get yourself an Energy Cleaner and a mattress pad to go with it. You'll be very glad you did. You can get your make your purchase right there at my website at thelibertyman.com using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can send me a check. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. Toll-free hour line for your energy cleaner, your mattress pad that I personally box up and take to the Little Country Post Office at Cherryville, Missouri. Here it is, 800-592-9543. This is the Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We have Leon Green with us, former U.S. Navy officer. We have Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. His book's for sale at amazon.com. Jeff, did you finish your discussion before the break there, sir? You're on mute there, Jeff. Jeff, you're still on mute. Well, he paused the call. He's probably had something come up. I wasn't sure what that symbol meant there, but now I know. It's a pause. Leon, what's going on with the military is so strange and bizarre from anything you experienced when you were active duty, isn't it, sir?
Absolutely. We're talking like a coup d'etat, but it's so subtle. And in essence, you know, with Obama taking out hundreds of flag admirals and flag generals, you know, and then they also trickle down as well. But these are the major ones. And you see these colonels with 1 year left of retirement are saying, I am not taking this experimental death jab. I don't care about losing millions of dollars in retirement. My life is more important than paper. Especially as the paper is being devalued every other quarter by another $1 trillion or another $8 trillion. They just keep adding. And I heard him on TV, Biden say, you know, they have the audacity and the fiscal irresponsibility, and their, but it's, in essence, their incompetence knows no bounds. I was thinking of, you know, the psychological, when I was a psych major in college, was, you know, he's doing projection. You know, they always talk about, you know, how bad they are, the other people are, and it's the stuff they're doing. Look at Hillary, you know, how she describes, you know, the election and how they were saying it was all Russian collusion. And it's almost as if they are doing projection of what they're doing onto the opposing party or anybody they don't like. So when I heard that yesterday, I was just yelling at the radio thinking, how dare he talk about, you know, fiscal irresponsibility when they're just, you know, the printing press at the Fed is just going through the roof, and, you know, they're just adding more digitals, and they talk about, you know, responsibility. You know, we're passing all of this debt onto our children and grandchildren. And they're born right now. Everybody in America has a debt over $50,000, you know, at birth. And so, you know, we'll never pay it back. But he has the audacity to say, you know, we're going to go around the Republicans. And, you know, whether it's left-right paradigm, the whole thing is this is still America. And they talk about, you know, we want to do, you know, we want to make it more cohesive. And we're a party of unity. And it's just like, holy cow. You know, he comes in, and the first thing they do is they've arrested all these people that were invited in by the police. There was a sting operation on January 6th, and these people are still in jail. They have not had due process, so it's just pathetic to see how the hypocrisy of what we do versus what we actually say is incredible.
Well, you know, men and women, and this is my expertise, I've investigated crimes beginning in 1973. Men and women charged mm-hmm. with crimes, even murder, are brought before a judge relatively quickly. The charges are read against them, and they have the opportunity to post bond. Has that happened with these individuals? Do you know?
No, sir. No, sir, at all. Many of them are solitary, and they've been excluded from access, and getting representation has been horrible for them. So this is a calamity, but it's just kicked under the rug.
Well, it flies in the face of what's considered normal jurisprudence. You know,
yes.
Men and women charged with murder are brought before a judge and have the opportunity to post bond most of the time. These crimes basically are trespass crimes, which is one of the lowest levels that you can be charged with. Some of them may be charged with property destruction, but I doubt that very many, if any, are, which leaves trespassing. And are you aware of any other charges above and beyond trespassing and the occasional property destruction, sir?
No, and they still haven't released the name of the policeman who, you know, allegedly shot the Air Force vet, and so that's been held down, but a couple of them have, you know, been suicided on the Capitol Police as well. Apparently, they were going to disclose what happened actually, and you know, since these are misdemeanor crimes, you know, they're being treated like it's a insurrection, and crazy AOC says, I felt violated and so scared, and she was a building away from the Capitol. So it just shows you how inane these Democrats can be.
Well, the name of the officer who shot that woman has been made public, even if it's not officially out. It is out. And his background does not speak very well for him being a neutral party, does it?
No, not if I haven't looked at his background, but I assume that, you know, he probably has some Blackwater XE prints because they're not known for
it's more of the political connections is my concern. Not who he may have worked for in the past. Looks like we have a caller here. We got Mike in Arizona. Good morning, Mike. Mike, you're on the air.
Good morning. Yes, good morning, JR. Though you were speaking about these people on January 6th, several of them have been charged with interfering with government procedures, which is a felony. But what I called for was about 24 hours ago down in Tucson, Arizona, the Amtrak Sunset Limited, they did a train stop. People are getting off. People are getting on. The DEA and Tucson police are doing routine checks and making sure nobody's transporting drugs. And the DEA had taken one person into custody. His partner, not the DEA's partner, but the perpetrator's partner, produced a firearm, started shooting at the DEA agents and the Tucson police. One DEA agent is dead. One of them is in critical condition. The Tucson police agent officer was injured. He should be released from the hospital today. There is video of the shooting. I think it's on the Arizona Independent. And that's all I have to add.
All right. That was 8 a.m. That was 8 a.m. local time yesterday is when that took place.
Yes, sir.
I heard something about that yesterday afternoon, I'm sure there's going to be, well, at least I hope there's more details come out about what really happened there.
Yes, about 1 hour from now out of Tucson, there's supposed to be a press briefing by the police of what any updates of what they have. They did say that the one perpetrator, after the kind of gun battle started dying down, he locked himself into a bathroom. The police that were there heard one gunshot. They found him dead in there, and he's been identified as a Hispanic male between the ages of 20 and 30 years old. Looks like cartel activity to me.
Well, it sounds like there was some kind of intelligence giving the police a heads up that this individual was on the train, doesn't it?
I haven't heard anything about that. That they just say it's a routine, whether it's buses, trains, whenever they go into these stops, they'll look through people's baggage to make sure that they're not transporting any forbidden contraband.
Right. Absolutely. Well, that's a good report there, Mike. Anything else?
Nope, that's it. Later.
Okay, thanks for the call, sir. We got open lines at 512-248-8252. Leon, I think it's just you and I. I believe Jeff has left us. I'm not sure if it's temporary or if he's gone for the remaining 15 minutes that we've got here. Getting back to the matter of national security, national defense, I used the analogy a couple of times already in the last few days that yesterday that General Patton would have been just tickled pink to find out that 20% or 30 or 40 or 50% of the German Air Force was not able to fly. And moving forward 80 years, I think the same thing applies to the Chinese Politburo, the Chinese High Command, Communist Chinese High Command is probably having champagne with strawberry toast, aren't they, sir?
Absolutely. I mean, to be able to negate your opposition without any bullets flying, it's so easy. And this is the first act of war is deception. So, you know, being able to do that is ideal, and Patton would have loved to have that capacity to minimize, you know, any opposition. And that's what all they're doing is, you know, that we talked about this in the first hour, is that how they are using every technique, you know, psyops, fear,
let's use the World War II analogy again. Let's say the Joint Chiefs of Staff in 1942 said something like at a meeting, let's create a make-believe pandemic in Germany, and we'll have these newsreels of Americans walking down the street in New York and falling over dead and bleeding out in New York City from the make-believe pandemic, and then we'll also make the cure, and we'll ship that to Germany. The cure would be the real biological war weapon, which will destroy the German military, so that the fighting this war will be a lot easier. Would that be a fairly good analogy?
That'd be excellent. Yes, I agree.
That's what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. The Chinese communists have snookered us. That's what they've done. They pulled the wool over our eyes. Go back to the beginning. We got a timeline. It goes back to 20-something years involving the Bush administration and Obama administration involvement in this. But go back the timeline where we have these videos coming out of China, people walking down the street there. They fall. They collapse on the sidewalk, bleed out, and die from the coronavirus, the COVID-19. You know, when you watch those videos, you see that just before they hit the pavement, their hands catch themselves so they don't smack the concrete with full force, a dramatically reduced force. And then, of course, they have one of these fake blood capsules in their mouth that they pop that with their teeth. The fake blood comes out. And you and I, Leon, we were on our Caribbean cruise with our listeners. That would be January of 2020. I know on breaks I was watching these videos and talking to Tim Spencer and analyzing these things. It was pretty scary, wasn't it?
Yes, the way they use fear, I mean, this is very much like propaganda, the book by Ever Bernays, where, you know, he talks about how to guide people and using fear and using this flip-flop technique of, you know, first you have to wear a mask. No, you don't have to wear a mask. The masks are only for the nurses because they're more, and doctors, they're more important than you are. And then they wanted to get you into the desire, I want to have a mask. And the mask doesn't work. And then they say you have to wear three masks. And there have been memes out there. People are putting on, you know, 8 or 9 masks and the whole body is... And so, and then they're like, oh, you don't have to wear a mask again. So, you know, by doing all this confusion, it just makes people say, just make it quit. And then it's, oh, if you take the shot, you don't have to do those stupid masks. But now people who've taken the shot are still wearing the mask, and they're mad, and they're still going to have to take more boosters for the rest of their lives. So it just shows you how much fear and ignorance is, you know, is just guiding the entire policy nationwide and worldwide. And Australia is pretty much, you know... They're ahead of us by about 5 or 6 months. And so everything they're doing on there, they want to see the mistakes they made with the police. And it's like a trial balloon. Let's see what we can do with them who don't have any guns. And we can see what they're doing. And then when they decide to counter us with the truck strikes, well, we'll do something differently here, especially when they start getting the automation. So there's a lot of things that are being done worldwide, and they want to see how people respond. So like Cyprus three years ago or so when they did that haircut, anybody over 100,000 euro, they took 11%. Anybody underneath that, they took 9%. Whether you wanted to give it to the money, it was a bail-in, not a bail-out. So So they took the money right out of your account. So, you know, that was the first time in history that they had done it of that magnitude. And so they wanted to see how the citizens would respond. Well, you know, when they do that to America, people have all the money in paper, they're going to be like, what? You're taking my money? Oh, okay. You've taken also all my other liberties and freedoms. So, you know, who cares about 9% or 11%? It's just horrid that people have just rolled over and they just keep taking it.
Well, there's a point beyond which people can't be pushed. In Australia, it was the government announcing that all manufacturing and other businesses would be shut down for 2 weeks. That's what finally got them into the streets. There'll be a point in this country where that happens also. I can't say when or what it will be, but it can't be too far off. We have our last break. We'll be right back.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, KosherTify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the KosherTified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're down to the last 3 minutes here. We're not going to take any more phone calls. Just going to be Leon and I summarizing our thoughts. And Leon, we talk a lot about preparedness. We talk about the doTERRA oils, of course. We talk about the need to get prepared now while people can. I have concerns every day of the week, of the month, and of the year. Of course I do, and I know you do, and many of our listeners do. There's a however coming. However, this month of October and the balance of this year, which is not quite 3 months, especially October, all these COVID mandate vaccinations are being kicked in this month nationwide. We've got these hundreds of cargo ships full of things America needs, spare parts and other and clothing and all kinds of items that Americans need to make our country function, just sitting there. And I've never heard any explanation about why they're not being offloaded. Have you, sir?
Yeah, I have a friend of mine who lives out in that area, and he's talking about how the longshoremen, you know, they're pointing fingers at the truckers, and the truckers are saying, we've been sitting here for 6 hours, and nobody's unloading it. And so they're, you know, using the guise of, you know, one person got sick, like in China. One person got COVID at the yard, and they shut down the entire place. They didn't quarantine that person and isolate them. They just shut down the entire thing. I mean, the whole yard. So, you know, if we're talking tens of thousands of these, you know, 20 and up to 40-foot long containers are shipped on the backs of, you know, these ships that can carry 8 to 10,000 just because one person was sick. And instead of sanitizing that person's area, they shut down the entire system. So that's how inane this is. But this is all planned, just like the, you know, Evergreen. You know, we talked about that as well, and how, you know, he lived in Egypt. And they had the trains that, you know, dragged these megalithic ships through there, and then they blamed it on weather and how it was the bow thruster. And, you know, that was just like what they're doing right now. You know, they can't just keep closing the Suez Canal, but they can lock everybody up off the coast. And even when I went to L.A. a year ago, I looked out and I could see, you know, 40 ships out in the basin where I used to live in Long Beach, and I couldn't believe. And now it's 90, and it just blows me away. They just keep stacking them up, and they're blaming it on everything else. Well, we can't get the supplies. Well, yes. You know, if they brought in, you know, something a little bit more organized, yeah, they could offload those. But, you know, these military guys aren't used to moving these, you know, these highly sophisticated cranes. But they can be trained, that's for sure. But it just blows me away. They're just using these techniques to keep people from getting the parts they need, whether it's antibiotics, that 95% comes in from China. And so they're just using all these little micro crises to affect policy, and using that to say, okay, well, if you don't do this, we're not going to give you your food. We're not going to give you your chips if you don't take the shot. You know, first they, and Mike Adams talks about the five different ways, the five different methods, and it's really interesting to listen to it. Thanks a lot, John.
It's fascinating. Leon, thank you, sir. We appreciate it. All right, that's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy, clean your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do have a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.